Hello and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
I'm Phoebe.
And I'm Caroline. And I am Caroline. Usually you say my name is, and I'm just really following your freaking lead. And everyone knows that.
And that's really been the story of our whole lives.
Of our whole lives is it's like where you lead, I will follow. And I'm so glad that you know that and feel that too.
Yeah. Guys, I'm so tired.
Me too.
Last night, there was a tornado warning where I am.
And can, there you, was be, also a can tornado. You clarify really quick? Can you give us the Phoebe Cono School of Tornadoes and Tacos?
Yeah, what that means? I will. Yeah,
okay,
I will.
Thank you.
But actually, let me tell my story first, though.
Okay, sorry.
All day yesterday in Nashville, there were tornado watches, which... Now I will explain the difference.
Okay, you made us wait a long time. Thank you so much for getting right into that.
A tornado watch is when you have all the ingredients for a tornado.
It's just funny because I feel like there are like 10 episodes where you do this.
Where I've explained it. And a tornado warning means that the tornado is existing. And a helpful way to remember that is like a taco watch would be like you have... the ground beef and the tortilla and the cheese and the sour cream. And a taco warning would be like, the taco is made.
Oh, God, the taco is made.
So basically, but what I'm saying, the reason I was...
Okay, a watch is like you have all the ingredients. A warning is it's made.
Yes. So all day yesterday, there were tornado watches in Nashville and I was getting notifications for all of that.
Oh.
And then, and like, that's normal. It's like, this is like normally when a lot of tornadoes would happen. Like, it's not that crazy to think that, like, it's not like super scary all the time. It's just something to be aware of. I did double check to make sure my renter's insurance was active when this happened in the morning. And thank God it was. So at 4:30 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning, I get the worst sound that it has ever been produced by humanity comes out of my phone saying tornado warning. And I was like, oh my God, there's a tornado in Nashville. Not even thinking for a second that there could be a tornado here. It did not cross my mind that the tornado was here. And I get these notifications from the National Weather Service, Nashville's Twitter. I get those sent to my phone. And I was like, it's really, I hope everybody on that team is okay because nobody's tweeted about the tornado warning in Nashville.
You're like, oh my God, they're dead.
Checking my Ring camera to make sure the building is still like standing. And I'm checking my renter's insurance to make sure it's active.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking like, wait, if there's a tornado that runs through my apartment building at 6 a.m. and they see that I renewed my renter's insurance at 5:30 in the
morning.
Will
that count?
Are they going to think I made the tornado? But anyway, and then I realize, no, the tornado is here. And I was getting flashbacks to when I was house sitting for Meg. Like for the first time house sitting at Meg's.
Never forget.
And the tree fell on the house. And I was sleeping in this room that kind of like juts out of the house, like the floor plan. And I could hear the storm. Like I could hear it. I was like, that's, you know, whatever.
It storms a lot in Pittsburgh. So it's like.
Nashville made me much more scared of storms, though, I will say. Like I've gotten much more anxious about storms, I think because of tornadoes, obviously. But, I used to like not mind them at all, and now they really freak me out, especially at nighttime. And Sienna, the dog that I'm one of the dogs that I'm house sitting, oh my God, she's always hated storms. But especially now that she can't like hear, she can't prep. I feel like
she probably like feels so the it's pressure, like, and it's just like scary,
and then she
like,
and then
coming.
She like feels the and then she can like finally feels the thunderstorm or sees the lightning, and she like starts shaking. I have to put her in the closet because sees the lightning, she won't fall asleep. Anyway. I wake up the next morning and I'm like, yeah, like I think this was the night. Have I ever told this story? This was the night where I had to climb through the window.
There's no way we've never told this story, but please, the floor is yours. Like, this is an excellent story.
So once again, I'm house sitting for the first time for these people that now we've since house sat for a lot of times. And they don't have keys to their house. they just use electronics.
Oh, right. We didn't get their address. I'm like, you can't tell people that.
Oh, right. Yeah. I didn't say their address out loud.
Oh, right. We're good.
So they don't, I didn't have a key. There's no like key like hidden under a mat anywhere. They literally do not have house keys. But codes. The power's out.
It is like, what do you do when the power is out?
Well, here, I'll give you the answer. Because well, I texted them, I guess, and I said, hey. I said, hey, how do I get in your house if the power's out and all the doors are locked?
Oh, my God.
And they said, there's a window to the garage that I think is open. And I was like,
and you're like, right. so what are you asking?
So what are you saying?
What's the question? Yeah, what's the question?
That's not an answer.
What's the answer?
Thankfully, it is like a one level house. So the garage is like access. It's not like I have to like crawl into a crawl space and then through like a little window, right, like a garage window. It's a full size window thing. And I would be able to fit in the small window, by the way.
Obviously.
No problem.
It doesn't really matter what size the window is. It doesn't even matter if it's like an air vent. Like that's not the issue, guys.
Okay.
Fitting through it, and so not the issue.
I have to take the screen off the window. I have to open the window, and the window doesn't open all the way. I realized pretty quickly.
Which again doesn't matter. It's not an issue. Doesn't affect.
But I just didn't want my
Phoebe's ability leggings to get in the house. Get caught
because obviously, like, my leggings are always super baggy. And it's just like they get caught, and you're like, great, do I have to take my pants off?
You're like, okay, I guess I have to get butt ass naked to climb through this so that none of my clothes, my oversized clothes that I just wear, so people think I have a little bit more meat on my bones. I guess that I have to take all my clothes off and do this butt ass naked. And then, guys, we also found out later on that they do have like cameras around. So somewhere. There is footage probably of Phoebe butt-ass naked climbing through the window.
I wonder if they were watching this as it happened.
I'm dying. Well, I asked Meg if I could see it.
The house next door is like really, is kind of like close. And the vantage point from that house is pretty clear to like where I'm doing this. And yeah. I was like, I had my phone flashlight on, and I had also like circled the house a couple times to like think about how I could get in there. And so the neighbors were probably like, someone is fully breaking into this house. And so anyway, I have to like shimmy into the window, and all of these like, she's a realtor, the owner of this house, so all of her like the big for sale signs and like the wood and all that stuff is leaned up against the window. So I have to like push that all over so I can get through the window, and then I'm in. And so the next morning, because it had stormed pretty badly, the power was out, but I was like, everything looked fine when I was, you know, circling the property last night,
trying to figure out how to get in.
And I slept in this room, and then I go outside to let the dogs out, and there is a full tree plunged into the roof of the room where I was sleeping.
Phoebe was sleeping. Phoebe had no idea. Phoebe did not hear it happen. So I
didn't hear it happen, and I also didn't see it, which makes me think, I didn't see it while I was out there, which makes me think that it did happen while I was asleep.
What I have to say, Phoebe, two things. One, you're a much deeper sleeper than I am. Can you imagine if that had happened when I was in there, the screaming that would have taken place?
That is famous. You would have literally thought that you had been bombed.
I know. And it is. I was telling someone the other day, I was like, you know, it's kind of like dramatic to be like, yeah, like I wake up screaming like, oh, OK, whatever. You know, like it sounds like something that doesn't really happen. And then one time I was staying in the same room as Phoebe, and I had just become aware that this was like a thing that was happening. And I was like, if I tell her, she's going to be so annoying about it. Like if I tell her and like warn her, she's going to be like, okay, like you're obviously not waking up screaming, Caroline, like you're so dramatic, like that's not gonna happen. And I was like, do I even want to open the door for like the criticism that's gonna come out of her mouth? And she hears me say, I just want to let you know I've been waking up screaming sometimes. But I said it anyway because it was like being a good sister, and thank God I did, you guys. And thank God I did, because that very night, I woke up screaming. And I don't remember actually waking up screaming, but I do remember waking up and hearing Phoebe go, it's okay, Caroline! 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 Because Phoebe was like, oh God.
By the way, guys, it wasn't like a short-lived scream. It was, yeah, that's why I had to keep saying it. That's why I had to keep saying, it's okay, shut up.
But it was funny because it was like Phoebe had woken up. Like, my body woke me up in a fight or flight mode. Phoebe's body also woke her up that way, but it was because I was screaming. So, like, there was nothing really going on that made me
imagine
need to wake
if
up like
you
that.
Hadn't primed me and you had to, like, convince me that there was no reason to be screaming.
I mean,
you're like, no, it's fine. I'm like, something's not fine.
Well, and the worst part would have been that I don't know what's happening for the first, like, 10 seconds of it. I'm not, like, with you. So, like, you would have just been like,
that was clear.
Like, I wouldn't have been able
hey,
to
that,
tell
hey,
you
that
nothing's
was
wrong. Like, it
would
have been
immediately
like,
clear.
It would have been like,
that you weren't with me.
Yeah. And so Phoebe's like, Caroline. And then I stopped and I was like, thank God I told her. And then the next morning, Lily, our sibling, goes, oh, yeah, I heard that too. Yeah, I just went back to sleep.
Lily did not do a thing.
She stayed put. I'm like, if I heard someone screaming in another, because I didn't tell Lily. Lily doesn't sleep in the room with us. I didn't tell Lily that
well,
I was going to wake up screaming.
I mean,
Lily,
to be
didn't,
fair,
Lily was like,
I
it's
think
fine.
Her thought process was probably Phoebe would. What if, okay, actually, Lily, fuck you. What if I was dead
that's
and that's
I'm
why
saying.
Caroline, what if I was
Phoebe,
dead and Caroline was screaming because of that?
That is my point. I'm like, what if we woke up and we heard Lily screaming and we were like, oh my God, like, what if we just did nothing about it? And she, and like, Lily stopped screaming and we're just like, well, all right, yeah. Back to bed. Like, what if? Can you imagine? No.
Well, to be, I think you would have, you, if I had died, you it would have been different. I think Lily had
a
reason.
A lot
be
would
like,
have been different if you had died, for sure. Things would be a
we
lot
wouldn't
different.
Have a podcast anymore.
Oh my God, we wouldn't have a podcast anymore.
And that is the number one thing that would be different.
And that's the number one thing that would be different.
Mom's
so anyway,
not
back
gonna
to
like,
Phoebe's
she's gonna
story.
She's going to text us and say, I did not
like
that.
I don't
like
this, girls.
I don't like that.
Girls, that's not funny. It is not a joke, okay? It is not funny. We're going to talk about mom again in a minute, but I want you, I'm sorry, I hijacked your story, so.
There's no other story. The story
but last
of the house
night.
Done. Well, last night it was just that I woke up to, like, for some reason, it did not cross my mind that there could be a tornado in Georgia.
But then there was. And so, like, is everything okay? Like, come on,
yeah,
we're on the edge of our seats.
Yeah, totally fine. I couldn't really figure out where it was. It does look like one of those trees over there is loose in the ground. Not close to our house, but it does look loose.
If you can see
anyway.
If you can see that it's loose in the ground, it's probably pretty close. You're,
no,
like, surrounded by trees.
Again, there's another house between me and the tree, so not my problem.
Oh, not my problem. Your problem. Well,
but everything's
fine. Okay.
I just mean that, like, I didn't sleep very well.
Dude,
all.
I have realized that I'm running truly on fumes, and I, like, know that sometimes. But in the past couple weeks, I've been like, oh no, you're really, like, burnt out, like. And I think it's just because I haven't actually, like, taken a break and, like, it's been months. Because even, like, Christmas break didn't really feel like a break. Like, there was stuff going on every single day. And, like, I was house sitting at the time. So it was, like, I had, like, wake up, get out of the house really, really early. And then go back and, like, do all this stuff and, like, do all the different things that are happening. And then my friends came to visit. And then I got sick. And, like, when you're sick, it's not really relaxing. You're not really, no, like, getting, like, time off. Because also, I was like, I need to, like, do things like take my fucking Christmas decorations down. But, like, if you're sick, it's like, yes, I have 3 days off work now, but I'm not able to do anything. So then I wake up and I'm in
right.
the same place that I was in. And it's just like, oh, my God, the task list is just never ending. And
can you just, like, rest? You don't have work tomorrow. Can you just, like, chill?
Yeah, dude. Tomorrow is, that's what I told myself this morning. Like, I was like, Caroline, like, you can do this. Come on. Just get up. You have to record 2 podcast episodes. Then you have to go teach 2-hour-long lessons. And then you have to go teach for 4 hours classes to a bunch of little kids. And then when you get home, you can relax and you can sleep in tomorrow. And I had to give myself a little pep talk this morning. I'll be for real. Like, I was just like, come on, come on. Because I also overslept. And when you oversleep and you wake up and you're like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, there's no worse feeling than, like, oversleeping.
Especially, I noticed that, like, and I'm not a huge morning person, but I do, like, I'm always reminded when I dog sit, or when I dog sit here especially, it's like,
you're like, oh, it's so nice.
I do,
like,
wish
be awake
I was
and alive
a morning,
morning
person.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've been, like, and especially because I don't have to work. I don't have to get online until 10.
Right,
so, like,
right.
They get me up at, like, 7, and
you
I have, like,
can, like,
I have, like, 3 hours.
Day.
And I've been, guys, not to take away from your conversation, but just very quickly, I am a book ahead in my book challenge for myself this year. By a book ahead, I mean, I'm pretty much on track, but like in theory, I already finished my second book and I would have needed, which I needed
what
to finish
the
by
books?
The end of February.
So you're going
to
like,
well,
keep
the first
it a secret
book that I read this, I read, Funny Story by Emily Henry. And this is no shade to Emily Henry because I like always want to pick up her books and I love her plots. I don't love her writing and I needed to like tell myself that it's okay to not read her books anymore. You know what I mean? Like, she's such a popular author and her books are like, I mean, they're good. They're great. And they're popular for a reason.
Yeah.
But I just like, because they're popular, I'm always like, oh, I'm excited for the new Emily Henry book. And then I'm reading it and it just like takes a lot out of me to get it done. And it was still good. This one might have been one of my favorite. I actually, maybe Funny Story was my favorite. Did not like People We Meet on Vacation. But anyway, I read that.
I have that in my office upstairs. I haven't read it yet, but now I won't.
People love it. But her writing just isn't. It's not my favorite. My favorite writing. I just finished In the Garden of Beasts by Eric Larson, which was a heavier read, but really good. I really love the way that he writes because it feels like fiction, even though it's a nonfiction book. Like the way that he writes, the way that he takes stuff from like historical documents and letters is like he builds. You feel like you're reading it like it's a fictional book because of the dialogue is taken from real, like, I don't know how to explain how he does, but he has a bunch of books like that. I'll probably read more of them, but this one was about the American ambassador to Germany in the 1930s, so it was very interesting. And now I'm reading The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store, which has been on my list for a long time.
I like that title.
I know, me too. It was book of the year last year or the year before. I think last year. But it's by James McBride, and I'm liking it so far. I'm like 50 pages in. But I've just like made a point of, I really hijacked this conversation. I'm really sorry.
No, it's fine. Well, you didn't hijack it.
I have made a point of like on commercial, like in the mornings when I've been watching the news on commercial breaks, I'll read instead of looking at my phone.
Jesus Christ. And okay, now you're pissing me off. Now you're pissing me off. Because now this is so annoying.
Hey, this is a good tip actually though. Before bed, I decided that I'm allowed to look at my phone for as long as I want.
Okay, I love it.
If as long as it's not the last thing that I look at before I go to bed. As long as like I can sit in bed.
As long as the last thing I look at is my ceiling, then it's fine. As long as I lay back and I say, open your eyes, and I look at my ceiling and then I say, good night. Then that's fine.
But I just, I've decided like I keep my lamp on and I watch as many TikToks as I want.
Yeah.
And I have to read like a page before bed. Like that.
There you
like,
go.
I read for 5 minutes before bed and that might be like two pages of the book. But that's more, I think that like even when I set my reading goal of 12 books this year, I was like, that just does not sound like a lot. I had to look at myself in the mirror and be like, bitch, you read one book last year. It is a lot for you. That's a lot of books for you.
That is the Connell disease. I was thinking about that because I've talked at length, so I won't get into it, but about just like how I was like read all the time, read, and then now like never fucking read. And I started getting really in my head about like, you should be reading fucking the greats. Like, hello, you're an English major. But then I was just like, you know what? If what you want to read is fucking fantasy smut, then like that's what you're going to read. And so then I blew through the ACOTAR series and then literally didn't read again the whole year. And I was like, okay, I'm just a whore. But
they're making a show on Hulu of A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Oh,
and whatever.
Don't tell Kaylin. Kaylin is like, I was born to play Feyre. She probably already knows.
I don't know if it's cast yet.
Oh, Kaylin, get out there. Anyway, but I'm in a book club now because I was like, this is what I need. And it's all, and it's like all people that I don't really, actually, let me tell you something hilarious, okay? This is, Phoebe's stories were all snooze fest. I'm going to make you guys laugh now. Just kidding. I'm just joshing. But I did have, we had our first
mine were educational. You guys all know the difference between a tornado watch and a tornado warning now.
And you're welcome. And you've known it. If you've listened to our podcast for any length, you have known that, because that is what Phoebe, we need shirts about it. Because that's Phoebe's whole thing is a taco. Guys, dude. And if you, like, the number of times she sent it in the family group chats, the number of times, like, she just loves to talk about this taco thing. Oh, my God.
It's anyway. So helpful.
Okay, it is, but I never remember.
Because who
anyway.
Decided that was the watch and warning? Those words are, like, basically the same.
Well, not How really, because if there's, to know like, the difference? You can't watch something that doesn't exist.
Yeah, you can. Famously, you can.
What?
Anything. I'm watching you right now. I'm watching
exist.
The wind.
Hey, I'm Phoebe, I literally exist, you piece of shit. What does that mean?
The watch is when it doesn't exist.
The warning is when it does exist?
Yes, that's See, what I'm saying. It
Phoebe,
makes no
Phoebe,
sense.
I hate to break it to you. You did not teach me that well. Turns out you that's did not teach
saying.
Me that well.
You have to think about the tacos.
I know, but even that doesn't help. So anyway, back to what I was saying. I'm in a book club, okay? And I was like, okay, you know what's going to be super duper fun is I'm going to order some Meredith Marks caviar. And I ordered it thinking that Phoebe and I would do a taste test on the podcast. And then she left. And then mom left. And so then I just like had this thing of caviar and I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like what? And so anyway, I have book club and it's with all these people that I don't know. It's like, it's like Kaylin and Kelly, but everybody else pretty much is new to me, which is great. I need new friends. That's awesome. So the book we were reading was Phantasma and I started reading it and I got about 100 pages in and it's like a 400 page book. And then I never finished it. And I said, you know what, Caroline, you're still going to book club and you're bringing the caviar. Okay. You're bringing the caviar. But then I was like, I can't let these people like think that I'm the type of person that just like has caviar and like brings it to book club. Like I cannot have these people thinking that like, that's just like a normal thing for me. And it's so normal that it's what I'm bringing tonight. So I feel like I had to like explain, but it was really good. And I went to Trader Joe's and got like chips and creme fraiche and all this stuff so we could have like a little spread. So it was nice to have a little bougie moment there at book club. But that's a fun little just moment. So I didn't finish the book and I was honest. And I made myself still go. And I was like, guys, I didn't finish it, but I'm here.
Were you the only one that didn't finish it?
Yeah, I was.
And really? I don't mean that in a way of I feel like that's the thing about book club.
I know. It was a smaller group. For this one, like some people ended up not being able to come. So I think maybe there would have been more people. Maybe that's why people didn't come. But I was like, whatever, I'm still going. I am still going. And then we chose the next book and Kelly actually chose the next book. So you know I'm not showing up without reading that. It's The Housemaid. And I haven't started it yet, but that is what I will be reading.
Oh, I think
on this upcoming
good
trip that we have. Kelly finished it right away. She loved it. And I mean, everyone loves it. So it's like a
thriller,
what I
will
I guess.
Say is like the last time I stayed at KK and G Daddy's house.
It you was get back into reading when you're there.
1000%. Because
you're like, oh,
I
this
would
looks
just
cool when you see KK
I just
doing
go downstairs
it.
And sit in the other wing back chair in the dining room and read with KK while she read the paper or sit on the porch. It's like G Daddy reading the Wall Street Journal on his iPad and comparing it to the print copy.
I love that G Daddy's an iPad kid, just like me.
He loves his iPad.
It's the best.
And then
KK,
he like goes out to get the newspaper. Sections out like before KK gets up, he like if he wants to read any of the entertainment stuff or any of the book stuff, he'll do it and then he sections it out and puts it on KK's chair basically so that she just like has it because
that's
what she
so
wants to read.
Cute. She's like gossip only, thank you. Gossip only for
okay,
me,
wait.
Thanks.
Did you see that video of Wendy Williams?
All right, let's get into pop culture now.
Because
no.
Listen, I want what's best for her. If she's sick, like I hope she's, it doesn't seem like it's a good situation. I'm not for like the exploitation of her suffering at all, but I do just want to say I get her.
Oh, of course.
This interview that she's doing, first of all, she sounds like she's there. It's very different than the last time we saw her. And I'm like, I am going to need an explanation about like what was really going on in the first documentary because she's coherent in this interview. But anyway, this guy is on the phone watching her through the window and she's standing at the window and he's just running through pop culture stuff. And she still got it. She just runs through the gamut. She's like, she has an opinion on everything.
Oh my God, I love that.
So, and she, he's like, what do you think about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? And she goes, oh, I think they'll get engaged. And you know what? Who cares if they get divorced? Divorce is not that bad. I've been divorced. Who cares? Get married, get divorced. It's not that bad. I like them.
I think she is such a hoot. I do hope that she is doing okay. I hear she's under a conservatorship. Maybe we should look more into it and talk about it later. Did you listen to Sam Asghari on the Vile Files?
No. Okay. But I actually did see clips of it because of what he said about the conservatorship.
Yeah.
And I thought that was... he's actually... and I know likeable. We'll get into Traitors fully later, but I think that, like, it's been really interesting to see him now that we've kind of narrowed down our group on the Traitors, seeing him step into more of a leadership role. He's actually pretty smart.
I was floored. We'll get there. One thing I want to talk about before we dive into actual pop culture. Well, two things really quick. First thing is I was in my dressing room the other evening and Anthony was in bed and I was on TikTok just like scrolling and I come across a video that's one of those pronunciation videos where like you have to say it correctly for the thing, the like dot to go through the hole, whatever. So the first word on this is bacteriology. Okay. Bacteriology. So I'm doing this and it's not fucking going through the thing. And I'm like, am I saying this wrong? And like, I keep saying it. I try to emphasize different parts of the word. I'm like really like getting annoyed that it's not working because I know that I'm saying it right. And then I get this text from Anthony that says back to reality. And I was like, oh my God, he knows what I'm doing in here. He can hear me and he's seen this thing and he knows how it's pronounced. And for some reason, I think it's pronounced bacteriology, but it's pronounced back to reality. So I start saying back to reality, back to reality. And then he's texting me back to reality, back to reality. And he's texting me, I'm like, back to reality.
Goes gravity.
I'm like, back to reality, back to reality. And it's not working.
Like Eminem.
And I go in the room and he's like, what were you doing in there? And I was like, well, you know what I was doing. I was doing that TikTok thing where like you try to pronounce it right. And he's like, oh my God, no. I thought you were in there like doing one of your like, you know, I don't know, guided meditation. I thought you were like, oh, back to reality, back to reality, back to reality, back to reality. he thought I was like in there, like looking in the mirror, like back to reality, back to reality, back to reality. That's why
he comes in, you're like hitting yourself.
Yeah. He didn't think, he had no idea what I was doing. He didn't think I was trying to say bacteriology. He thought I was sitting there saying back to reality, back to reality. Like trying to get myself back to reality or something. Like before
that is
bed.
Crazy. That is crazy if that's what he thought you could be doing.
And now we keep saying back to reality, back to reality. It's so funny. Anyway, and then the other crazy thing, and this is half pop culture, half Connell family. Guys, did you see the guy who got swallowed by a humpback whale? That
Jonah.
Video.
Can you believe Jonah. His name is Jonah?
No, I cannot believe his name is Jonah. I can't believe any of it. Honestly, I can't believe any
that
of it.
That is... crazy.
Guys, this video, if you haven't seen, this like father and son duo are kayaking and thank God they were filming and the son is like kayaking towards his dad and it's like so calm.
Imagine
no, like,
if they hadn't
splashing.
Been filming and they tried
no
to tell
one would
people
ever
the
believe
story.
Them. No one would ever believe. They'd be like, yeah, we heard Jonah and the whale. Thank you, Jonah. Like, give me a it would have hurt his case that his name was Jonah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys, it's insane. This humpback whale just like rises from the water and just it's like gentle, basically. Just like
it's giving Chuck with a toy.
Yes, like
Chuck has
jaw
big whale
vibes.
Energy.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. When I watch the whale documentaries, I'm like, that's Chuck vibes, and it makes me feel safe and like I can go to bed now. But yeah, the humpback whale literally swallows this man, and then like. Everyone's silent on the existing floating
everyone's
kayak.
Like, the dad is secretly like, okay, perfect. Just
no!
as I planned.
But I
and
am
he's
like,
got a good, my, and perfect. My son has a GoPro strapped to him. We'll finally know what it's like to be inside
we'll
of a whale.
Finally know our
Caroline
plan
Connell
has worked.
Of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is going
we'll
to
be thrilled.
Thrilled.
But I am like, can you imagine if this was our mother? How quick could she be in that water? No plan, of course, for once she's in the water, but how quick would she
guys,
be in
one
the water?
Time, and I don't even think I was actually drowning, but one time at the
Oh, you were faking?
At the pool. I was like, I don't know, mom didn't think I was being a strong swimmer or something. And mom has her flip-flops on, her cover-up on. She's like fully has bags in her hands. The lifeguard, she thinks is asleep and might have been, but like it all happened so
fast.
Like the lifeguard might have been on the way in.
Yeah.
And mom, before the lifeguard has a chance, mom is in the pool fully clothed with her bags. Once again, no plan.
Okay,
we're
a
in
mother's
4 feet
love.
Of water.
That's
we're
what
in 4 feet of water.
That's why I know that, like, because I sent this.
Mom
like
could have coached me. Mom could have been like, Fee,
swim.
Okay, calm down.
Fee,
just go
swim.
The other way.
Swim, bitch.
Hey, Fee, swim.
You're never gonna
swim,
learn.
Bae.
You're never gonna
swim,
learn.
Bae.
Bae. Swim, bae.
Squam, bae.
Squam, bae.
That's what I was quoting.
Squam, yeah. So funny.
Okay, but our mom, Caroline texted in the family group chat, like, who do you think, how do you think this would go down with our family? And who do you think's getting swallowed? Everybody said me. I don't know why.
Well, because that was the obvious choice, because it just seems the most likely. And then also, like, in terms of being swallowed, the way Jonah was swallowed, which was wordlessly, which was not a sound coming out of his mouth, Phoebe K. Connell. And I was like, okay, and then like, what's happening with the rest of us on the kayak in this moment? Because they're on there silent. And then when they see the raft come back up, because the humpback whale, get this, spits the guy back out because whales
He's
don't
like,
want to eat humans.
This did not taste good. This
He's
did
like, bleh.
Not taste good.
He's like, bleh, and spits him right out. And the guy is like, what the fuck? Like, swimming back. And his dad's just like, tranquilo, like, be calm. I'm like, there's nothing. And the dad's like, low-key laughing. I was like, okay, you're in cahoots with the whale. Did you see the dad with a smile on his face?
But if he's back up, aren't you like, okay, that was kind of crazy.
Well,
he's okay.
I need to do a wellness check. I've got to do a wellness check first. The guy's
imagine
like,
how our dad would act. All right, Bae. Let's
I don't
get, okay,
know. I was trying to figure that out.
We're running behind. We're running behind.
I was like, I don't know how our dad would react. Here's how it would be going. I would be screaming my freaking head off. I would be like, I would not be helpful, but I would be screaming my freaking head off. Lily,
and then Caroline would pout for the rest of the day. Caroline would be pouting for the rest of the day because she's a little jealous.
Well, no, here's why I'd be pouting, Phoebe, because you come back and you don't have, like, you didn't even tell us what it was like. You come back and you're like, I don't know, like, it was dark. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, Phoebe? I'd be like, Phoebe, okay, you had a once-in-a-lifetime experience here.
Chance.
And you know that I love whales, and you know that I love whales, and you know that I'm curious, and you basically went swimming with a whale, which is on my bucket list, and you know that, and then you were inside of it, and you have nothing to share with the class, like, I would push you back off the kayak and be like, go back then. Go back then. Do your fucking job. Just kidding. I wouldn't do that, but I would just be so mad at you for not having details because I know you wouldn't.
Well, tell them all what
like,
our mom
oh,
thought
know.
Would happen.
So Lily would be filming. Okay, of course. She's not worried either, but filming. Dad is like, I literally don't know. I'm like, he's either doing a marine dive and like, going into the whale and like getting you out, or he's like staying calm on the kayak. Mom screaming off the boat in the water. No plan again. And then she's freaking out because she's in the water and she's scared of being in the water. And she's like, and she's like, Chris, do something. Lily, stop filming. Lily, that is not nice. Lily, Goose, seriously, Goose, do something, Goose. Take her phone. And then you come up behind mom. Mom's like, because she thinks that it's actually a sea creature. You're like, Mom, what? I was just. Because our mom, you guys, goes, yes, it would be Phoebe. And Phoebe would pop right back out and be like, quote, what, comma, I was just ... end quote.
And it's like, we got no voice
what
memo.
What is that, man?
We got no vocal performance of this.
Well, some of you did. Because I sent a voice memo to my sisters and I was like, we have a few options here. Phoebe either goes, what? Like, it's no big deal. Or she's like, wait, what? I was just in the, like, I was just in the water, you guys. And now, and then wait, what? Kind of vibes. Or she's mad at us because we're laughing. There's the other show. We're all sitting.
Just,
we're all sitting. You, what? And we're all just sitting in the kayak, like, giggling, and we're calm. That's the other story. It goes one of those ways.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, I have a couple things to run through also.
Oh, my God. Okay.
One, just a critique of the Super Bowl advertisers. Okay. Stop releasing your Super Bowl ads weeks before the Super Bowl.
That is, like, such a bad move.
Like, why did I see the Harry, when Harry met Sally commercial on my phone before the Super Bowl?
Like, I don't know.
It ruins it. I'm going to be watching these commercials for the next 3 weeks because now they're playing on real TV. Mm-hmm. That should be the first time anybody ever sees them. Sorry.
Yeah.
Next true. Is, I agree with you. Well, I talked about this on the Patreon, but This Is Such a Bummer is still so fucking funny.
Guys, it is really funny.
I saw a headline the other day that was like
and
a
if
variety.
You want to know what's funny, you can go join the Patreon.
It was, oh, you don't mean to even get into it.
No, you can. That's fine.
So the Netflix, it said Netflix breaks silence on Emilia Perez. Quote, this is such a bummer.
Which is just such an iconic way to, this is such a bummer. We're just honestly bummed. I don't know how else to say it. We're bummed.
Oh,
it's a downright bummer.
God. Oh my God. So
it's
funny.
Just
next,
it's just funny.
I saw an edit last night on TikTok of the song World Burn from Mean Girls to the film Conclave. And it fit.
Oh my God,
so
do not even
well.
Be saying this.
It was so fucking funny. Because there's also the part of the song where where Regina's starting to pass out, you know, the stuff. And they edited it so that it's the reveal going on everybody's seats at the conclave. It's like they're putting the papers with all the information down on it during that part of the song. Oh my God, it's so good. Next. Caroline, this will interest you because it's about the ocean.
Oh.
So I found out
that I am a marine biologist.
Did you see the anglerfish video?
No. Oh, of it coming up. Yes. I did. Yes,
which
I did.
The
and how people
pieces,
have just really taken this
piece,
and run with it.
And they're like, the last thing she wanted to see before she died was light other than her own. Light other than
know,
her own.
I know. Someone like tweeted it and was like, this empath is really going through with the anglerfish.
But I saw a video of the angler. They like took it out of the ocean once it died. How big do you think an anglerfish is? Really? Do you know how big they
are? Well, I think they're small.
In my mind, I think it's because of Finding Nemo, maybe. I always thought they were like the size of like a koala. Or something.
Yeah.
I thought they were big. They are literally like 3 inches
but
in pitch black. They are the darkest black you've ever seen.
That's actually exciting. I didn't get to see it out of the water. So
they look
like
they're
that.
Like drenched in oil. You know those ducks when they like come out of an oil spill? That's how like dark these fish are. Anyway,
wow, that's
last
crazy.
Last night I watched The Fault in Our Stars for the first time in I think 10 years probably. And
oh my God, I thought you were the first time. I was like, no way. Weren't you like obsessed? No, I was the John Green girly.
Me too. But you were older, so you were John Green first. But I mean, I remember reading The Fault in Our Stars on a flight to, it was my like one of the first times I ever flew alone to Boston. And I didn't know Augustus died. Like I didn't have any spoilers. And you know when you're reading the book, it's
lit up like a Christmas.
It's like a regular chapter of the book, and it ends, and then you turn the page, and it's like 7 days.
Like
Augustus Waters
died
7 days later.
Yeah. Oh my God,
guys,
I know.
No, I
actually,
I know
you're putting me back there, and I remember reading those pages and being like,
But I also I just had to be reminded, and like, I don't want to take away from it. And I was thinking, like, I can't wait to watch this like with my kids. Like, I can't wait to have like a kid who's like a preteen and like watch this with them. But, I know they have cancer, but what pick me people, Gus and Hazel Grace are.
No, definitely
you see,
are.
It's a metaphor, you see, it's crazy, by the
you
way.
You put
you're
the thing
18.
That kills you in between your lips, but you don't give it the power to do the killing. Okay. That is every John Green character, and
it's
we ate
just
that shit
like that.
Up.
Oh, we loved
when Cara
it.
When Cara Delevingne got cast in Paper Towns as the lead, as Margot, I was like, that's blasphemy. I was like, that's meant for me. The book was written about me. I was like, how on earth is anyone else gonna play her? The book was written about me. Anyway,
but I mean, I was weeping. I was absolutely weeping.
It's a sad flick.
And Laura Dern, what perfect casting to be that mom.
Oh my God.
And
I know. Now I'm going to have to watch it.
Peter Van, when he's so mean to them, but like then he shows up to the funeral. And also, guys, fun fact, it's a Mount Lebanon film. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys know that?
That's where we did Cotillion. Yeah. The literal heart of Jesus is where we did Cotillion.
Literally, the heart of Jesus is where we did it. So, just so you guys know. Okay, well, do you have anything else from your list?
No, that's it.
All right.
Hormone harmony. Road warriors, let's get real. Managing PMS can be difficult. When I get on to record the podcast with Caroline, it can be tough sometimes to lock into a cheerful mood. But good news. With the help of Hormone Harmony, I am able to manage my PMS and so much more. It helps me balance my moods and even improves my sleep quality. Hormone Harmony is dedicated to making women's lives better. One of the ways they achieve this is through science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. These help your body adapt to stressors. Hormone Harmony is third-party tested, non-GMO, and gluten and dairy-free. It's no wonder to me a new bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. If you can even believe it, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's move into some reality and some celebrity, okay? So the first thing that I think we need to discuss is Kanye and Bianca don't have a prenup. They're getting divorced and they don't have a prenup. I'm sorry, that is rich. I'm like, okay, good for
business,
you, girl.
We have a businesswoman on our hands, it seems.
We have a businesswoman on our plans, on our hands. I'm like, okay, so she did it. She did what couldn't be done. She did have to stand naked in front of everybody at the Grammys and for the last however many years of her life.
With the worst man on the planet.
The worst man, one of the worst men on the planet, who is so disgraced and just a repulsive human being. And I don't know anything about her at all, but I just love the fact that he was stupid enough not to sign a fucking prenup. And he wrote the song Gold Digger. Like, okay, good. I'm glad you got fucking got, Kanye. You deserve it. Okay, so that's the first thing. The next thing is, like, I hate Pete Davidson without tattoos.
Oh, I like it.
Someone tweeted. What?
But I'm not a big tattoo girl.
Yeah, but, like, he's just... Someone said it perfectly. They said it's like seeing a hermit crab out of its shell. And that is exactly how it feels.
I guess it takes some getting used to, for sure. But I didn't like his tattoos. So, obviously, your body, your choice. Do whatever the fuck you want. But, like, I never thought he was... He looks, like, really, like, healthy in those pictures, I think.
Yeah, he can look healthy with tattoos, too. I just, like, think that was his whole vibe. And I don't like it. I don't like seeing Pete Davidson. Okay, there. I do think tattoos can be hot. And I think that was one of the things that made Pete Davidson kind of hot.
Didn't do it
was that he was
for
like
me.
Covered in tattoos.
But did you see what he said about Ariana Grande?
No.
Nothing bad. All good. He was like, we don't see each other, but when we don't run in the same circles, but when we do, like, it's all really good. And I'm rooting for her at the Oscars. I hope she brings home the gold.
Oh my God.
That was really sweet.
Thank God. Okay. That makes me really happy.
I mean, obviously, I don't think they were meant to be in any capacity, but what. I mean, they had no chance. What a terrible time be in a relationship.
They had
with
no chance. And that I always think about that quote that he said where he was like, I pretty much told her, like, once, you know, Mac had passed, I pretty much said, like, look, I'll just be here until you don't want me to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to leave you, but I'll be here until you don't want me here anymore. Because he knew that, like, they weren't going to work, but, like, he wasn't going to leave her at that time. And I do feel like they didn't really have much bad blood. Like, he probably, I mean, they, I think it was probably mostly just like ego death a little bit, because it's like, it was so ridiculous and everyone thought it was so ridiculous. And then they were like doubling down on it and then it didn't happen. It's a little bit like, okay, you know, yeah. But also it was the best thing he ever did. It was, she was the best move for him career wise. Like, you know what I'm saying? He would have never dated Kimberly Kardashian if he hadn't dated Ariana Grande.
That's true. That's true. She really, the only reason he dated
Kimberly is because Kim said, Kimberly, I heard about crazy. The BDE. Trying Kimberly to see what's crazy. Up. Me calling her Kimberly?
Did you see that house is for sale? The Kim Kardashian, or the Keeping Up with Kardashians house is on sale. Oh my God. The original?
Yes. Yes.
What, they should really turn that into like a Graceland. There? I feel like that should be like a museum.
I agree. And don't shoot us down for saying that, people.
It should be like a museum for reality. So like it's not like, it would be a place to house a bunch of reality TV memorabilia. Yes. It wouldn't just be about the Kardashians. But what a great shell for a reality TV museum.
Like, hello, people. I'm seeing dollar signs. So, yeah. What do you think of Sabrina Carpenter's Short and Sweet Deluxe?
I loved it. I wish Dolly had done a different song with her.
I agree.
I think Slim Pickens or one of the new country slower songs from the Deluxe.
I mean,
Deluxe.
The ones sound, they sound so much like Olivia Newton-John. You said it the other day. And yeah. So true. I'm trying to, which one was it? I think it was like,
I Can't Love You or
Heart. Harder, or
it's, I mean, I know it's hard to love.
Couldn't
you. I don't
make
know.
It any harder. Couldn't make it any harder.
That one's so. Sounds I mean, so it's so hopelessly much. Devoted. Like that's.
It is so hopelessly devoted, and I like it. I think,
I love the two pop ones are so fun, and yep. I think that they probably got cut off the album because they weren't like they didn't match. They didn't have the same. They easily could have been on the album, but I think lyric, like writing wise, they weren't as like out there as everything else on the album. And I think that that was kind of thematically the vibe of the whole thing.
Yeah, I think
so. They were
right.
Probably like, these don't really fit, even though I think that like they should both go to radio, both of those songs.
Yeah, I agree. Because I totally agree.
Moms could listen to them and not like be like, what the hell is she singing
about? Yes, yes. And they're just so lyrically clever and like it's just.
She's so witty. She really found. And listen, Julia Michaels and JP Sachs are very talented songwriters. But I think she might still write a little bit with Julia Michaels. But I'm glad that she stopped going in that direction, because there were some songs there where I was just like, this does not work for you or
for
me.
She just really found her like voice and her kind of style and her character. And like, it just makes such a difference when you like really find where you're supposed to be and like where your niche is. Like, we're seeing that with Doechii right now too. Like you see it with a lot of artists where they don't have this commercial success, but it's not even that you have to like, like, I feel like they start out their careers thinking, okay, if I do this, I'll have commercial success. And then once they realize that they're going to start doing something that feels a little bit more, like, true to them, that's when they actually have that commercial success. And I think
I found out the other day that Sabrina was signed on to do 5 albums under her Disney contract and somehow got out of it and only had to do 4. Which I think is like I mean, if
God
she had to
bless.
Do another, if she
Lucky
had to do another
her.
Disney album, I really think that would have been.
She wouldn't have had this year.
It would have been tough. I don't think Emails Like Can't Send was on that. I think that's when she moved. I think that the one
before
that was
Disney. Well, just everything would have been
I really
a year
think,
later.
And I'm really
you know what
excited
I mean? Like
to see.
She
I think
wouldn't have had this.
I think the stuff that she writes next, rumor is she's working with Dan Nigro, which I'm so excited. If she can create the perfect chemistry of working with Dan Nigro, Julian Bonetta, who produced a lot of this record, and continue to write with Amy Allen, who won Songwriter of the Year at the Grammys this year and wrote on like every song on Short and Sweet, I think we're going to get maybe one of the best albums ever.
Ooh.
Sabrina, that's what you should do.
Well, I'm excited. Sabrina, that's what you should do. Phoebe Caudill said it. You heard it here first.
And hey, take it. Take what I do away. Forget who I work for. Forget who I work for. This is me saying this.
Listen, forget about who you work for.
That's an Easter egg for Thursday's episode, guys, because that's something Aria says.
It's sure. And you probably could have guessed that. Okay, I can't take it any longer. Let's discuss the Summer House premiere. I am so happy to have Summer House back. I think, like, yes, I honestly don't feel exhausted by Real Housewives of Salt Lake, but it was like, okay, great. I don't miss them now. Like, I got exactly the right amount to get me to the point where, like, I feel
invigorated
and yearning for them on my screen. It was replaced perfectly with our Summer House kids. Like, I'm loving it. What do we think of the new cast members?
I don't really like either of them. And apparently.
Okay, why? Because you're a misogynist?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
The Bailey girl, I found out.
Uh-huh.
So she's not a cast member.
Yes, and apparently she's not coming back.
She didn't get any promo shoots. She didn't go to the party. She's not being included in anything. And apparently,
I'm pretty sure, like, this is her main episode, and then she's not.
No, she's on a lot of the episodes, but she would go back to the city and shit talk
and talk shit
the cast and the production, and they said you're done.
And like leak and like spill shit. Yeah. So she's, which I'm like, okay, didn't expect that from you.
Bravo.
No, didn't expect it from her, the girl.
Oh, yeah, she's a little quiet.
She seemed a little bit nervous.
They seem so young. Like, they seem younger than
they
me.
They seem so
young. And they're
young.
Older. And I'm as young as you can be, famously.
Yeah.
And they're older than me, though. And they're only two years younger than Sierra. And I'm sorry.
They seem...
At first, I was kind of charmed by, like, the Jesse-Lexi thing at first.
Yeah.
And then I was a little bit like, I don't know. He just seems, like, so much... older than her.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, allegedly they can't be together now because of some insider scoop we got that he's been hooking up with other people, but I can't share that really. But Lexi, I think it's gonna be good to have the super young energy in here, and here's why. Because the thing is, I'm sorry, the young people here, Sierra, Amanda, Paige, are not giving young people energy. Like,
that
Paige
is true.
At this point in Summer House is very
They're
much
all
like
in bed.
In a relationship. They're in the bed. And that's great. And that's exciting. That's interesting. But, like, we also need some people who are going to be a little bit messy, a little bit less aware of the fact that they are on reality television. Like, and all of these people also now have careers outside of Summer House that, like, are well known, whereas Lexi is a model. Like, she absolutely has a career outside of Summer House, but this is really going to put her on the map in a much more like mainstream kind of way, where I also feel like a lot of models who do a lot of modeling work, we don't always know their names or like their personalities. Yeah. We just know like their face. So this is going to do a lot for her, but I think that her having this kind of young, fresh, maybe at times, I'm not saying she's immature, but I'm sure at times it will feel immature compared to, you know, Lindsay, who is fully pregnant, or Kyle, who's like pushing 50. Like, you know, it's going to be nice to have that, especially for West and Jesse, who are very much single. Like, we don't really have that many single guys in the house. So I think we need to have like some young single energy in a house where there's not a lot of young single energy, even though we have... Like, Sierra is young and single, but with what happened with her and Wes last season, like, her guard is so back up. We're not going to get that from her. So I think it has to be from someone
it
like
sucks.
Lexi. So I think we're going to really end up seeing how vital Lexi will be to the cast as we move on. Like, she's going to bring that youthful energy we need. What did you think of Lindsay's pregnancy announcement?
So funny. So Lindsay.
Oh my
God. I actually really like Lindsay at this point.
So Lindsay.
Like, if you just take her for what she is. Like,
yeah.
And I loved the sneak peek that we got for later while she's fully pumping while Paige is breaking down the breakup.
Oh, my God.
And
I know.
Lindsay can be
so funny.
I really like that Lindsay and Paige are finally at, like, a positive point in their relationship where they're not, like, they hate each other.
The power. The combined power of those two. Like, I'm sorry. Why have we not been capitalizing on this? Especially if we're going into... I know Lindsay went on Watch What Happens and said that she's still with her boyfriend, but I don't think they are. I think that there's been a lot of chatter about them not being together anymore. And then she was asked about it on Watch What Happens. And she was like, I mean, he's here. Like, I think we're like, he's backstage with the baby. Like, I think we're just like figuring it out. And I don't know what the future holds. So I think, like, I don't really feel like they are end game at this point, which is totally fine. But I think it's going to be nice to have Lindsay and Paige both kind of going through this point where they've been like in this wifed up mode, and now they're not.
Yes.
It'll be nice to see them kind of come together with a lot of power. I'm so glad they picked cameras
back up. And it looks like they picked cameras back up for Southern Charm too, because they gave us a new preview at the end of the episode, like still to come on this season of Southern Charm. And it looks like they are filming in Charleston again too.
So here's the deal though. I am a little bit like, why are we trying to like make mountains out of molehills? Like, I'm glad that they picked up the cameras again, because I love it. But at the end of the day, like, I just don't, this isn't Scandoval. Like, I don't know that this breakup is as dramatic as like,
no,
it's being played out to be, because at the end of the day, and here's the thing, like, there are rumors, there's a lot of talk that receipts are about to be dropping that prove that Paige was talking to this guy. And so a lot of people think it means that the ex-fiance of Joe D'Amelio is going to be dropping the proof. Whatever, I don't know. Here's how I feel about it. You know, that teaser makes it seem like Craig is cheating recently. I think Paige is talking about the beginning of their relationship when she says that. I think she's talking about Kristen Cavallari, Naomi. And I think it's not the same. I think that him doing that at the beginning of their relationship, when Paige was also dead set on being cool girl, like, I don't care, he can do whatever he wants, like, I don't care. Like, I don't know that that's the same as we've been in a relationship for 3 years and you're talking to somebody else. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I don't think that Paige necessarily like led him on. Like, I mean, I think Craig believed what he wanted to believe, and I think she gave him exactly enough that he could do that. You know, like, I think when the cameras weren't up, I'm sure they had conversations where she's like, I love you. Like, when she's in a mood where she loves him so much and wants to be with him and has a bad day in New York and want, like we've said, but I don't think she really let him on. I think he believed what he wanted to believe.
Right.
I don't, but I just like don't, if all the drama right now is about the fact that he hasn't come out and said she didn't cheat on him, I don't know that that's like that bad. I don't, again, I just like don't really feel like it, like he has to. Like, she, everyone who's like, well, she defended him so many times. Yeah, they were dating. She had to. And she lied for him over and over again. So all this energy about how Craig lies all the time, like, yeah, he does. Paige also lies. We have a lot of proof of that. Paige also lies when it benefits her. So why would she not lie and say she wasn't cheating? Like, I just don't know why, we have to take.
Yeah, it's tough.
What do you think?
I think it's particularly hard because they're both so loved. Like, they've both become such Bravo favorites.
Yeah.
And they did that for each other. I don't think Paige would be as much of a favorite on Bravo if it weren't for Craig, and vice versa.
I do think that's true.
Paige did a lot of rehabilitating for Craig's image.
A ton.
And, like, he became so much more likable when he broke up with Naomi.
I mean, I was so, please fucking break up for a while?
Once he was over the Naomi breakup, like, it seemed like he was actually over it and he wasn't acting like a brat anymore. He started to become likable, and then Paige, like, really cemented that. And
yes,
I think that's why we're having such a tough time as like viewers to understand, because we both, and in the Bravo world lately, it's always been there's someone who is wrong.
Not, and like, that's the thing, I don't like, think there's area. Like a wrong party here, like, unless,
well, maybe they're
but
both
here's
wrong.
The thing,
they both
maybe
could
they're
be.
Both wrong, they both could 100% be wrong. I don't know that they're both villains. That's what I think here. Like, I don't think that. And I don't know. I think it's, and here's the other thing. Like, I don't know. Is it the same? Here's a question. Is it the same? Craig going on Watch What Happens and not saying that Paige didn't cheat. Is that the same as Paige going on Summer House and saying, I caught Craig texting two girls while we were together?
That's a good point.
Know. And I don't think that not that Craig like doesn't like whatever, but Craig didn't break up the relationship is what I'm saying. Like, so like Craig, I don't think Craig cheated and that's why the relationship ended. And
no.
I don't think Paige cheated and that's why the relationship ended. I think the relationship ended because these two people weren't supposed to be together, and the time ran out and she was like, I want to be out of this. He was sad about it. He wants different things. He's not at a place where he's wanting to defend her yet because he's still mad. He's lying to everybody about how fast he's moving through this breakup. Like him saying that he's already past the anger and moving through the grief so quickly. That's just not true. Yeah. I think that if he really were moving as fast as he said he were, then maybe he would have said she didn't cheat. But I think number one, I don't think he knows that for sure. And number two, I think he's fucking mad at her. And I think he's allowed to be mad. Like, because anyone is mad when they get broken up with. Mm-hmm. Like, anybody is going to be mad. And I think that, like, if Paige doesn't want us to think she moved on, that... Or, like,
Don't hold hands with someone at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's where... Well, that's, like, something that I feel like... All this, like, you guys, like, I'm single. I can do whatever I want. And that's fine. But, like... You don't have to say you're single if, like, you're not single. Like, and she may be single, but she's obviously talking to this guy.
Yeah, and it's... You don't have to tell us about it, but don't be so indignant that you're single.
That's what's kind of bothering me, especially
when it's not like she's like going to bars and like making out with a bunch of guys. That's not what she's doing.
It's the same guy.
It's the same guy going on weekend trips.
And posting in his hotel room and like going to the Super Bowl and holding hands and like getting photographed in ways where it's like, okay, be with this guy then. Like, I don't give a fuck if you're with him, but like, I don't know why you're like adamant that you're not, that you're completely single. Cause it's not giving completely single energy.
No,
like,
it's not.
It's not giving I'm in a relationship necessarily until you tell us that, but it just isn't giving like I'm single and I'm doing whatever I want. It's giving like, I have a new man.
I don't know. The holding hands at the Super Bowl gives relationship to me a little bit. Yeah. Like,
which like, and I'm sure they're not in a full relationship yet, but like they're definitely like, and maybe they're not exclusive, but also if I were someone who was like an eligible bachelor and I was like interested in Paige and I saw this stuff, I would think that I shouldn't shoot my shot. Because it would look like she's already with someone, which is fine. Again, she can do whatever she fucking wants. I don't care what she does. I just don't know why, like, it's like, well, Craig's a monster for not saying that I didn't cheat when it's like, I low-key think you might have, which is fine. I don't care if you did. I literally don't care if you cheated on him. I don't care. But, like, just why does it have to be like, I definitely didn't if, like, you might have. You know what I mean? And then, like, the other thing where it's like, we're all ignoring that Paige, like, I don't get the whole like using like, well, Paige defended him so many times. It's like, yeah, she lied for him a bunch of times. Why would she not lie for herself?
Yeah. Yeah.
She would. Everybody
I don't know.
Would.
I think
it's
I'm
fine.
Getting a bit of fatigue with it, with this
I am too.
Situation.
I'm like getting annoyed
just, like,
about
over it.
And that's why I'm like, I just don't know why. Like, it's great that we picked up cameras, but it's also just like, I mean, okay, like what? Nothing's going to happen.
I'm only
they don't
excited
even
because I do want to see, I just want to see the friends talking about it. Like I don't want it to be like a reunion thing. I want it to be like when they all get together and I want to see the footage of like them talking about it without Craig or without Paige. Like that's what I want.
Yeah, me too. That's what I want. I would love to see that. So I don't know. I mean, who knows? I don't really give a fuck like what led to their breakup, honestly, anymore. I don't care. I think the writing was on the wall for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I think they both lived in denial about it for a very long time. And the one thing that I will be like about is we do get a preview. I know how hard it is to leave a relationship like that. You really love the person. You've spent all this time together. But she does say in the Summer House preview, Craig and I are going to break up and I'm going to lose everything. And if that is why she stayed a long time and decided to like start talking to this guy and get herself over the relationship before she broke up with Craig, then I don't think that's cool. But I don't know if that's what happened. So I'm not judging her at all. And I want everybody to know at the end of the day, I'm always going to be Team Paige. Like, I'm always going to choose Paige over Craig. Paige is my favorite. I will always choose Paige. I will always choose Summer House. I will always choose like Giggly Squad over. I don't listen to Pillows and Beer. Craig is not like, I'm not a fan of Craig. I was a fan of Craig because he and Paige were together.
Yeah.
And I will still watch Southern Charm and all those things, but like, I want it to be very clear. Like, I'm rooting for Paige. I'm in the business of like, I'm going to continue to hold people accountable if I think that like they should be held accountable.
Right.
I can still love her. It's how I would talk to her if she were my friend. Anywho, okay. Summer House, I'm excited for, I guess, Jesse and Lexi are going to be together. I'm really excited for the Sierra West confrontation that we saw coming next week. Where, and West smacking his lip. I can't. Anyway, we'll get into that. Let's talk traitors for a second. Dude, beginning of the episode, I thought Carolyn was a goner. I was like, there's no way she comes back from this. And they are.
Oh, yes. At first, I thought you meant like. At first, I thought you meant that like she got murdered. I was like, "Girl,
no." You're like, "Okay, are you? You're missing a big piece of the puzzle here." No, no, no. I did think they were gonna kill Dylan Efron. I guess that they should have. Because the thing is, like, yes, Chriselle was never gonna be banished, but Dylan is like gonna come for blood. So it's like, which would you rather not have right now? Someone who's like gonna sniff you out, or someone who's just like. Never gonna get banished. I don't know. But when they all are in the breakfast room and they're all coming in, and we first, I think, got who was Gabby and then Tom, and they're explaining what Alan was wearing, blah, blah, blah. Sam Asghari opens his mouth for the first time this entire season. This was so smart. And he goes, okay, so what we need to do is ask every single person who came in here what Alan was wearing. And if the story doesn't match up, then we know that, like, they're a traitor. They didn't really see Alan. Like, and I was like, oh, my God, that is so smart. I did not think of that. Carolyn walks in next. I'm like, oh, my God.
She basically, terrified. Like, she does, like, Jenny Slate's impersonation of Jenny Slate walking into a room into the breakfast room. She always, like, tumbles whoa, in there. Like, yeah, it's literally. Just, yeah, that's like, her whole vibe.
Always. And so they sit down and Sam's like, so Carolyn, what was Alan wearing? Tell us what it was like. And Carolyn's like, what? I was scary. I was like, and then you're dead. What? It was something like that. And
yeah.
Sam's like, tell us what Alan was wearing. And she like could not. She froze completely. And I was like, I mean, my jaw was on the floor. And the first 5 minutes of the fucking episode, I was like, she's about to blow it. And then Tom Sandoval can't handle. He's like, well, I know what he was wearing. And just starts fucking talking. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait a minute. Am I rooting for the faithful now? Because that night when they got Sierra out instead of Carolyn, I was like, there's no reason they should have gotten. Like, they should have gotten Carolyn or Danielle out of that round table. It's ridiculous they didn't. They had so much.
Yeah,
like,
I agree. Now that Boston Rob is gone, I like don't really. I don't really have an allegiance to either. I'm just loving watching.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, they showed us that even without Boston Rob, like the TV is still amazing. I'm sorry, the challenge with Tom Sandoval.
Oh my God.
The way that he took himself so seriously, you guys, running back from the house with one finger on his ear to keep the pitch, and then running to the phone.
Him like wanting to do that so much is giving. One time I was in rehearsal in high school and we were having to sing. We needed a starting pitch. Wow. And our director was like, does anybody here have perfect pitch? And this girl raises her hand.
Oh my God. I was like, you did not raise your hand.
I'm like, well, well, I do. And she sings.
I'll try my hand.
She sings the note. He walks over to the piano and plays the note he asked for. It was wrong, but it was so fucking funny because it was just like, of course it was this person that was like, I have perfect pitch. I can do it. Very Aria vibes.
And was she so embarrassed?
No. The ego was crazy.
She's like, that your piano must be out of tune.
That's probably
she's
what
like,
she
would've said. Your electric keyboard must be out of tune. There's no way. Yeah, Tom was, I mean, he was cracking me up. I'm sorry, when Alan Cumming breaks and is LOLing at Tom with the vibrato, like, dude, we're good. You don't need to be adding in the vibrato to your backwards nursery rhymes. Like, in fact, it's probably distracting from the actual note. Yeah, it's making it harder to figure it out. Nothing is funnier than the clip. I mean, Sam had me laughing when it's Tom doing his singing. And then Sam goes, terrible singing. Just like totally deadpan. Terrible singing. It's so fucking funny.
I'm like, what did he have to say to Britney when she was doing her TikTok lives? Like, what was it? What did he have to
terrible
say?
Dancing.
He's in the other room in the kitchen. Terrible singing. Terrible, terrible singing.
It's just so funny. Like, and Tom is just feeling so good about himself. It's like, it's just the gift that keeps on giving. And I'm sorry, but I can't stand him. But I am like, if this is his new rebrand and he's to embrace being a dunce, because that's the thing, is he's always just taking himself way too seriously, mm-hmm. but in the way where it's like, because I posted a video on TikTok of when I saw Tom Sandoval in The Most Extras, and it's taken off, you guys. People are loving it. But the comments are so divided. Like, half of the people are like, why would you spend money to go see this? And the other half of people are like, I'm obsessed with him. He's like Michael Scott in the most Michael Scott of ways. And then people are like, how dare you insult Michael Scott like that? And it's like, if he can take the Michael Scott route, then I'm good with that. Right now, he's too antagonistic. His ego's too big. He thinks he's Jesus Christ. Like, if he can dim that a little bit and just be like, okay, I'm going to be cool with being the laughing stock, then he might have a future. He might have a career.
I agree.
Because
I totally
it is funny.
Agree.
When he's
I
like
love
this.
Seeing the videos of girlfriends who watch Traitors with their boyfriends, but the boyfriend has
and
never watched Bravo.
Loves,
and they
oh
love
my
they,
God.
They call this one guy is like, my boy Tommy.
Oh no.
No, but in a way they don't like him. They just think he's so fucking funny. He's like a court jester.
I know. I mean, he completely is. And it's just like, it's funny because I want people now, because people are like, well, I don't get it. All he did was cheat. And these people don't know. And I'm like, no, you have to go watch at all. Like, if you want to really
get it. And
how lucky are you?
You might hear that as homework, but we see that as a gift.
That is a gift that you get to watch all of Vanderpump for the first time. We're jealous. But it's like, if
and
you
don't
that,
understand.
You will arrive at the same conclusion we did. If you watch it, like, you will get there
within the first
30
seconds. When you see him and Kristen Doty getting into a fight about the hairspray that she bought for herself because she's the girl in the relationship, and then you watch him shave his forehead and they're late to work because he had to shave his forehead, you'll be like, oh,
this guy sucks. And he's like, this guy sucks.
It is. I watched the first episode of Vander. I've been like, because I finished Southern Hospitality, and at lunch, like, I just like want
so good, right?
And I put Vanderpump on, and it's so interesting to hear them talk about, like, what their dreams and aspirations were.
I know.
And honestly, they should do, like, a Saturday night style movie based on Vanderpump.
Oh, my God. Opening to closing shift at Sir.
Yes. That is Pat Regan needs to write it, because Pat's the one who's always, like, it's always such an interesting, like, psychological thing to dive into of, like, we've watched them for 10 years and they did technically get what they wanted, just not how they imagined, and that's exactly what Pat would say. I got the things I wanted, it's just not what I imagined. He would quote Olivia Rodrigo, and he would I love him so much.
He's the best. There was one more thing I was gonna ask about Traitors. Oh my God, when Tom at the round table says, and statistically
that was crazy,
and statistically, women are better cheaters than men. And the entire table is like,
that was so funny.
Oh my God. They're like, yeah, we know you. What? And he's like, no, believe me. I know men are good at cheating. And Sierra's like, yeah, we know you. He's like, stop. And just like hangs his head. I'm like, yeah, power down,
like,
Sandoval.
If he hadn't cheated on Ariana, I would be like, well, spoken as a man who did date Kristen Doty. Like, I mean, you're right.
True.
If you hadn't done what
Not
you did
that
to
he
Ariana,
didn't cheat
I
on
would
her
be
too.
Like, yeah, but Kristen was probably the better cheater in that relationship.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Tom managed to do it for 7 whole months, so... And take the girl home to meet his parents.
I just mean in his relationship with Kristen.
I can't believe you're defending Tom Sandoval.
I'm not. And don't put that in audio.
I'm kidding. All right. Should we do our rotations?
Yeah. You're first.
Oh, I'm dream, aren't I? Hold for one moment. Okay. First up is Gaggy. I love you, Gabby Windy. Gabby Windy's having such a moment.
Gaggy.
That's what I said.
I was like,
that's her
who
nickname.
Is that?
Her nickname is Gaggy.
That's so funny.
She always refers to herself as Gaggy, and it's so funny. She is having such a fucking moment, and I'm loving it. Like, anyone who starts Traders is like, this girl's so annoying, I don't get it. And by the end of it, they're like, wait, I fucking love her. And yes, correct. Her TikToks with her little, like, clips from Long Winded, her podcast, are cracking me up. The one where she goes, no, I have business hours. Go. And she just, the way she talks, her delivery, her cadence, what
she
says.
She's so funny.
She's been an icon since she stepped on our screens on The Bachelor. I just love her. I'm so here for it. So Gabby Windy is first up. Next is Sierra Miller, the most beautiful woman in the world. I wish that she hadn't been banished from Traitors. I do feel like Traitors wasn't really her show. Like, she, her skills weren't utilized to the fullest potential in Traitors, for sure. And I'm happy to see her back on Summer House. And I feel like our preview for next week was giving, she learned something from Boston Rob at the round table. And that's how she's approaching this West conversation, where she's like, no, we don't need to have a private conversation. Why? Everyone's mm-hmm. going to ask what we said anyway. Why don't we just do it right here? We are having a conversation. Like, yeah. And I love that for her. I think she's so beautiful. I think she is smart. And I just want good things for her. I really do. Finally, I'm putting whales on the dream rotation. I'm putting whales on. And it's not because I think they're murderous machines who want to eat kayakers, okay? I understand the whale might be the bad guy in that situation, but really, aren't we? We're invading their home. We're invading their home. I'm just kidding. But I love whales, famously. And that video only deepened my love for them, because what it showed me is I don't need to be afraid of them. Whales are not interested in eating humans. So if I want to go swim with a whale one day, I can have at it. I might as well. They don't want to hurt me. They mean no harm, you guys. I love them. All right. That's my dream rotation.
Wow.
I'm going to smoke pot with the whale. The humpback whale. All right. Your turn.
Guys, I did not prepare this. So
neither did I, but I just pulled that out and I'd say it was beautiful.
I'm going to say first up is... Ben Stiller's brain, but also it could be dream
on
rotation.
Your nightmare.
It could be both. Okay. I'm just like a little frustrated at the moment, and you don't know why. But
you're
Severance
right.
Severance is the best show on television. Everybody, it absolutely is the best show on television. And I just like, I don't like that I click into the episode and it says it's an hour, and then it's only actually 48 minutes. I look forward to sitting down on a couch with food in front of me and clicking play on an episode of Severance as soon as the episode of Severance is over on a Friday night. I'm looking forward to the following Friday.
Wow.
And I'll be so sad when it's over. I just like, this is me complimenting Ben Stiller, but also it's just like what a sinister, sinister, sinister story you've come up with. Anyway. Next is Tornadoes.
Great.
Tornadoes. I feel like this was so Molly from TikTok coded. You know that Molly girl who's so funny when this is my favorite thing. She will post a TikTok and it's like the most like, it's the craziest thing. It's like only like 5 seconds long. And it's just like a crazy thought. And the comments will be like,
yeah,
love you, girl. See you in a few scrolls. Because she posts so much. See you in a few minutes. Because she posts so much. But I feel like she would be very much like, I'm taking a stand. I hate tornadoes. But she would say it in a much funnier way. Like
it's
a point of activism. It's a point of activism to hate tornadoes. And that brings me to number three, cancer. Cancer's on my nightmare rotation. Yeah. And Caroline, don't think I didn't notice that it's actually never made its way onto yours.
Oh my God.
And neither have tornadoes. Wow.
Hey Phoebe, I had to say I gave you that one. I said tornadoes in the mic when you were like,
I didn't hear you.
Anything. Oh yeah, well that's convenient.
Yeah,
it's really convenient.
We flip that, but the audience didn't forget that you have never
roll
put cancer on your cancer has never been on your nightmare rotation. Wow.
Wow. Okay, and why is it on your nightmare rotation?
Because I watched a documentary last night called The Fault in Our Stars. And it's an evil, evil disease. It is, but
that's hard to think about.
I also just like, I see so many St. Jude commercials a day, and it's just like, how does that happen to kids? Like, I just feel like
Katie Thurston.
Did it's you just, see I know Katie I saw Thurston that. Just announced it's so that
she
terrible.
Has been diagnosed with breast cancer. It's so sad. It's so sad.
And also because, oh wait, this is crazy that I didn't put these people on there. Never mind. They can stay there, but I'll take Ben Stiller's brain off.
Okay. That makes sense. Since
Elizabeth
you
Finch.
Love the show.
Elizabeth Finch. Everybody needs to watch Anatomy of Lies on Peacock. This might be the craziest woman to ever live. Oh my God. And what's crazy is Mom and I are both watching another show called Scamanda, which is about a woman who faked cancer. This is also about a woman who faked cancer, but also wrote on Grey's Anatomy.
Fuck?
So like there's this monster. Whole wrinkle there of like she was really obsessed with Joe's character. She like wrote all her storylines, and there's a lot of parallels between the stories that she was telling about her life and the storylines that she would pitch for Joe. Dude, it's crazy. And then I'm also going to watch, I don't think this is a cancer faking story, but Apple Cider Vinegar, Caitlin Dever's in it, and she's playing this liar girl. And I don't really know much else about
You're
it, but I do know
liars.
That there's this interview where this girl from Apple Cider Vinegar, the real girl, they ask her how old she is, and she goes, well, she's an Australian accent that I'm not going to do, but she says, well, I've just, I've been raised to know that I am 26. She doesn't just answer the question. I've been raised to know that I'm 26. Anyway, so liars. Actually, that's my nightmare rotation this week.
Oh
liars,
my God.
Tornadoes, and cancer. Beat that, Caroline, next week.
Oh, my God. Wow, okay. Pressure is on.
Caroline's
going to
come in here. She's
gonna, Tuesday.
She's going to be like, murder, tsunamis, and attempted murder. There.
Oh, well, I'll get you a little more creative.
She's gonna say murder, terrorism.
Phoebe is scaring me right now. Phoebe's making me nervous with all the words she's using. I'm like, what is she gonna say next? I'm like, literally, what is gonna come out of her mouth next? And like, do we need to cut for commercial right now just in case? Like, Jesus Christ.
That's the up.
And as Phoebe just said, that's the app. So thank you guys so much for listening to whatever this fucking was. I feel like we didn't even talk about that much pop culture because we were so in our own fucking world for a little bit. But I think you'll still like it. And if you don't tell us that. Okay. Thanks. Please listen to our episode on Thursday, which is a laugh riot of an ep, I will say. It's a good one. We're recapping season 6, episode 13 of Pretty Little Liars. Not called The Clock Still Ticks or whatever I thought it was called. It's called like The Grave.
I don't know. You were like, The Clock Turns On.
Yeah, like, it was like
what?
Some bizarro thing.
It's called The Gloves Are On.
The Gloves Are On. It's called The Gloves Are On, and they sure are. Sarah Harvey, Shower Harvey's gloves are on. So that
but
is
someone
coming
else's
on Thursday.
Are off.
And then, yes. And then right after that on Friday, you are going to get your first Pretty Little Punch Bowl. So make sure you make sure you tune into that on Patreon for tiers 2 and 3. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please, if you have a moment, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and tell somebody you know about us. We love you so much, and we will see you next week.
And splat.
Splat.